Yo, what's good? Welcome to my first podcast ever. My name is Olumide, and the name of the podcast is Olumide is a Goat. Let's get it. So basically, yo, I ain't got much to say. I just want to address some issues that, you know, have been floating around on social media for like a week or so now. And I'm not trying to talk about it so seriously, so I'm just trying to put some goofy aspects into it. But basically, I'm addressing three issues, and this is what I call the social media beef, or should I say shots fired. So let me just say it started on Friday last week. Okay, I'm bad with dates, but let me check. Okay, I don't know dates like that. So it started on Friday, where we saw Nigerian superstar musician Davido post the picture of himself and a fellow music superstar, of course Wizkid, who we consider as the two greatest of all times Nigerian musician ever, if we can put it in that context. We saw Davido reciprocate by posting a photo like that, and he really didn't even tag Wizkid to it. Did he tag Wizkid? I think he tagged Wizkid, I can't remember. But he put something like no cap or facts on the picture and stuff. But that picture was all fun. We all took it good. We welcomed it, man. Got a lot of likes, retweets, comments, you know. Because basically, that's the belief. He and Wizkid are like the greatest of all time when it comes to pushing African music, not just Nigerian music, African music to way outside Africa and beyond. We know how big they are in the US, we know how big they are in continents like Europe, and even in Asia. I'm sure if you go there and mention Wizkid, Davido, they should not act like they don't know us, like they are not some BTS or some of their boy bands. Come on, it's Wizkid and Davido. Those people are regarded as the greatest of all time. They are like top two. Especially when it comes to the Afrobeat pop category in Nigeria, in Africa. Those guys are obviously the greatest of all time Nigerian musicians ever, in my opinion. I have other musicians I can put there, but when it comes to how they've pushed it, the recognition, the numbers, I mean, Billboard internationally speaking wise, we have collabos, we have album sales, single sales, plaques they've gotten in terms of being certified diamond, gold, stuff like that, platinum plaques. Come on, we've got to give it to them, because obviously, without a segment of doubt or an iota of uncertainty, those two deserve that spot, top two, regardless of how you want to put them on your list, how you want to position them or number them, as you might want to say. Those people are obviously the greatest of all time Nigerian musician ever. Some people might have even come out and say, hey, no, put Fela and stuff, but man, it was all good energy on that day. No, hey, he's Fela. Hey, is this person? Hey, this person did it first before you people. You people are just trying to cap a lot by putting yourself as the two greatest Nigerian musician. But I mean, we all received it well. We took it well. Come on, man. It's the quarantine season. No fighting, no. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We took it well. No beef attached. Everyone took it well until came an African giant post. Although the post in no way mentioned any of these two artists, that is Davido and or Wizkid, but I guess the reference he was trying to make in terms of his story was a direct shot at David Adeleke, also known as Davido. In his reference, he cooked up a story about someone who isn't really good at football, but due to the fact that his father is in a position of wealth, has enough money to buy the football team, he obviously gets a place on the football team. Like Yoruba people will say, Oluwolo laye now. If your father is the owner of a school, you obviously will school in such school. Period. So I guess we all know what I'm trying to say. He made a reference trying to say Davido is not good enough or shouldn't be top two as people have interpreted it to be. Therefore, shouldn't be on the list of top two greatest of all time African musicians. And I guess we all know what happened after that. I mean, for you to have put something on Snapchat that... I use Twitter a lot, and you hardly see people bring Snapchat gist stories from Snapchat to the Twitter timeline. It hardly ever happens. But we saw how it all played out. People actually stalked the Burna Boy feed or story, I don't know what they call it on Snapchat, and he brought it to Twitter timeline. And the argument has been going on ever since. Ever since. Like, the argument has been, why the hate? Why the jealousy? Why no love? Why being proud? Why such an attitude? Come on, just love. You know, all sort of memes, derogative messages, and trying to downplay Burna Boy's music effect because of what he said in reference to the Davido post. And in my opinion, I'll say since that time, it hasn't been good for the person of Damini Ogulu, who is Burna Boy. But I just have something to say in this regard. I'm not trying to defend Burna Boy's position or trying to defend whatever motive he had behind saying whatever he said. After all, the only thing I would say is that he didn't mention names, but based on the reference and subsequent messages or posts he put up after that, was, I think we can say it was in reference to Davido, because Davido took a picture in front of, you know, rich man shit, in front of a Bentley. Burna Boy posted some sort of a Bentley. Y'all know what I'm saying, man. This is an audio. Come on. Follow it up on social media. I can't put video stuff. I'm sorry if I sound so stupid for saying that, but pardon me. So you're trying to get what I'm trying to say, but in this in this podcast, I just really want to dwell on Burna Boy's behavior to how Kanye was. Notice I said Kanye was, not Kanye is, or probably he is still like that, but at least he's trying to be a better person. So I'm relating it to how Kanye was. Early 2000s, 2003, 7, 10, 13, 16, we all knew how braggadocious, how egotistic Kanye was. We've seen what Kanye could do. I've even seen the reference people make in relation to Kanye. People say, let's go Kanye on them, meaning let's cause a storm, let's cause an opera on them, let's force them to recognize us. And I guess that's what really Burna Boy is doing. I mean, Kanye is like the greatest in terms of trade shots, in terms of causing opera at events, social media wise, in terms of wanting to be known, wanting people to know that, hey, no one is better than me. Hey, I'm the God. I mean, Kanye, at a point, literally compared himself to being God's son, Jesus Christ. Who else can do that? Nobody. 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 That's what Kanye did in terms of his music comparison. Comparing himself to Jesus Christ. Immediately, or don't let me say immediately, a short while after the greatest pop icon of our generation, Michael Jackson died, Kanye called himself the new king of pop. The Englishman will say he didn't even let Michael Jackson rest before bringing up such a comparison, man? Such is Kanye. Kanye doesn't care. Kanye tells you his mind as it is. And I get that's what Burna Boy is doing. And what Kanye didn't know, he was doing or saying such thing to the detrimental effect of his own health care, his own well-being. We've seen down the line, after years and years and years of posts. So, like I'm trying to say, that's what Kanye does, that's what Kanye will do, that's how far Kanye will go to make himself known. After all he did for Taylor Swift, he felt she shouldn't have won an MTV AMA. I think that was like 2010, 2013, or 2007. I can't really. It's one of those 3 years I mentioned. Kanye went on stage, cut them off, told them, hey, I'm Yeezy, man. You're going to respect me. Give me my check. Such is Kanye. Especially at the time where people wanted to joke around with him, giving a smaller band. I think it was an EMA 2, something relating to MTV. He went to the stage and asked them, I mean, the audience, after those band, that group won an award for, I think, the best R&B band or solo or single or something relating to that. And Kanye asked them, does anyone here know these people? Pointing to those who received the award. And I mean, he shut up the crowd. That's what Kanye can do. That's the extent Kanye can do to put down someone. Kanye used to be someone who acted solely on his emotion. He was so irrational when it comes to acting or thinking his actions at a point. Hey. So that was Kanye. So the relation I'm bringing into Burna Boy is that's also what we've seen Burna Boy do. But what I'm thinking is, in my own opinion, Burna Boy is not just all a proud African gigantic superstar is trying to portray, or which he is. I feel people who are proud or tend to act on their emotion or say do some irrational things at their age, at that relatively matured age, which enables them to reason their thoughts and come out with the best actions and choose not to do it. I feel they don't just do it out of sheer acting on their emotions. They do it because, quote unquote, I want to use that word, quote unquote, they are mentally challenged. We all didn't know Kanye was suffering from health issues like he was suffering from until like late 2016, when he started having seizures or falling off stage or, you know, being hospitalized. It took over 15 years for Kanye to show us that aspect of his life, that, hey, I'm really suffering from this thing, I needed help, before people showed him that help. I pray it doesn't get to that extent for Burna Boy, but I feel we should just be able, or people around Burna Boy should be able, to question him about his mental health status. I don't just feel every time, I mean, Burna Boy has all the accolades he could have wished of having. Okay, maybe not a Grammy, since that's like his, should I call it creme de la creme of awards he wished he had right now. But I feel if he puts in work, who knows, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, Burna Boy might just be the first African artist to have it. But that's besides what I'm trying to say. We also Kanye act goofy, act stupid, act based solely on his emotions. And did such actions end well for him in the long run? In the long run, no. But in the short run, yes. People gave him the respect, the accolades, the award, the plaques, name it, got the money. And in the short run, that's what has been happening to Burna Boy. But in the long run, Kanye did not end such phase of his life in the way he might have estimated it to end. I don't pray Hey, don't hold me. I'm not wishing anyone bad. Don't pray. Such is the ending for Burna Boy's mental health status in the way he tended for Kanye being hospitalized before he realized that, oh, I need to stop this shit. This shit is not good for me. I've been acting solely based on my emotions. I didn't sit for a while to question my mental health. And the point is, let's be honest, when we see someone who has money, who has the influence, the affluence, who is a big person in the society, if I may say so, acts stupid. We just feel, why is such one doing like that? We don't remember, to question the motive behind their acting in such a manner. We don't sit to question their mental health. We don't sit to ask, is this person okay? Is this person suffering from a particular disease? Does this person just choose to act irrational, or is there something really behind it health-wise that is causing him to act in such a way? No one will sit to ask you that. But just walk by the roadside or drive in your car and you see, quote-unquote, a madman acting irrationally by the roadside. Because he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the influence, the affluence, he's not a big person in the society, the first finger may point to the madman. It's not because he's mad. We are pointing that finger to his mental health that, oh, such a pity. What could have caused this man to run insane at such a young age and old age, or what have they? But when he's a rich person acting in a very uncivilized manner, throwing shots, doing things you would not expect, or even if you might expect it, maybe not in that manner or such time from such a person, no one sits to say, oh, is this person acting insane? We don't sit to say so. The highest we might say is, why is this person acting like a fool? Why is this person being stupid? Why is this person being jealous? Why can't this person show love? Why can't he just be his brother's keeper? Man, come on. You are good, he's good. There's no point in bringing him down. Why be such a simple thing? Come on. Ask yourself. Show love. Be good to everyone. Your turn will come. It will all end up well for everybody. No one really sits down to talk about the negative side of why the person is acting in such a manner health-wise. Nobody did it for Kanye. No one did it until Kanye started showing us that aspect of his life. And some of us were like, oh, probably that was what was behind his irrational behavior is, give me the godlike respect I deserve. And such is what Burna Boy is doing in this present age and time. And I just feel that beyond all the social media banters, which he might deserve and not deserve, behind all the memes, jokes, derogative comments being sent towards Burna Boy and his camp, we all should sit and take a moment to really think about this. Should I say his mental health? Is he really sane upstairs? It might not show now. It might take 4, 5, 10 years. Kanye, we didn't show immediately, but don't let us wait for when it all gets bad, especially in a country like Nigeria, where I don't even need to sugarcoat it, where we all know we have bad healthcare system. So we don't have to wait till that time before saying, oh, god damn, so that was what was behind this stuff. Oh, should we have known, we would have acted better towards him, or people in his camp should have done this, should have done that. But I just feel that that might be one of the motives behind Burna Boy acting irrationally many a times. I mean, there's no basic reason for Burna Boy. Just he has shown us countless times on multiple occasions why a sane human being wouldn't act the way he does act. And I feel it's high time someone spoke up about his behavior in relation to how Kanye was in his early days and how it didn't end well for Kanye, which I pray Burna Boy does not go down that lane as Kanye did before realizing, oh, I'm not sane mentally. I'm having these health issues. I'm having that health issues. I should have checked up on myself. Nigeria won't afford you such luxury as Kanye has. So I feel it's that time we all just calm down. And when someone behaves quote-unquote stupidly or out of the ordinary, we should not just be quick to train jabs, banters, making a meme of the person, derogative comments, hey, come on, why are you acting like this at your age, you ain't matured. Yes, when someone does something bad, we all should reprove the person, discipline the person. But let's do so in an encouraging manner, not in a very downgrading manner, making us uncivilized when we look at it in retrospect and look at all what we've typed, or what we've said, or what we've done just to throw bands, jabs, be relevant on social media at someone's comment and be like, oh, okay, we didn't do this the right way. We all should calm down. I mean, like I'm still saying, when Kanye was hot, when Kanye was showing them who Yeezy was, who Kanye Omari West is, he didn't stop. He went at every and anybody who stood in his way in terms of being recognized musically, in terms of accomplishment musically. And we're like, oh, it's just easy. He's a godlike person. He has the money, he has the affluence. Come on, come on. At times we throw derogative comments at him, bad words here and here, floats on social media. Kanye rants on his Twitter page. We come back, we give him all sort of left and right, hot takes, whether he likes it or not. It's none of our business, but we saw how it all ended. L2 is for Kanye. And I feel, or don't let me say I feel, because I'm not sure about what I'm saying, but I just think that might be the reason or the motive behind Burna Boy acting this way. Most people who are proud or just like to show their emotions in a very passive, aggressive way, don't just do it because, hey, I can punch your face out, be the Mayweather of our competition. 40-0, I'm not losing any match. No, it's not about that. Most of them are really having to deal with a mental illness. And it's not like, when I say mental illness, I don't mean, I'm not trying to throw jabs at anybody, not the type of mental illness that basically will land you in Yaba left or a psychiatric hospital, no. But you just, maybe they need a shrink to reorganize their priorities now, to act well, know what sort of drugs to take in order to bring their more humanly behavior out of themselves. That's just what I'm saying, yo. That's just what I'm saying. And you just feel it's high time someone said that part about mental health that no one wants to touch on social media, because you put that out, people will just diss you and be like, hey, you're just trying to defend Burna. You're just trying to be his friend. You want more Burna Boy followers to, you know, be on your side. Stuff and stuff like that, such and such, but that's not really the case. I just feel Kanye was hot, was doing his own stuff. We really didn't see the negative side or bad side of his health, physical health, mental health, how that played out in him acting irrational until very much into his career. And I feel that shouldn't go. It shouldn't go that way for Burna Boy before we start realizing people in his camp should really start questioning him behind the motives of his behavior, not just because he's probably the biggest person in his team. No one wants to question him because of risk of getting fired or something like that. No, someone really needs to talk about something like that. So I just feel, yeah, what has to go out for people to know such. So like I said, my name is Olumide, and if you actually set out to listen to 25 minutes of my first ever podcast, come on, man. You're an OG. I appreciate it. You can comment, favorite my podcast, give me ideas of what to say, you know. Stay safe in these very hard times. Keep quarantining. Distance yourself as much as possible socially so we can get back to normal. I mean, everyone is tired of staying at home. So, peace and love I send your way. Until next time. Yee yee. Okay, I know in the beginning I said I was going to talk about it in a very goofy ass manner, but I guess I'll just talk about three social media short fired stuff, but I just felt 25 minutes was too long for me to really just keep you waiting. I mean, this is my first podcast. I really just want to get your reaction, get me. So I feel 25 minutes is too long. That's why I didn't talk about the three stuff I had in mind. But I feel just the aspect of Burna Boy I talked about was okay. And yes, just keep rocking with me. Expect me to give you good content whenever I come on air. Just know, man. Yeah, thank you for listening all the way through. I really appreciate it. Thank you.